Welcome to episode 17 of the Rebuilding Lives podcast, dives deep into the inspiring journeys of individuals who have overcome immense challenges, including life in prison, addiction, and despair, to build meaningful and fulfilling lives. Each episode highlights courageous stories of personal growth, redemption, and resilience, offering firsthand insights into the struggles and triumphs of those who refuse to give up. Through candid conversations and expert advice, this podcast sheds light on the tools, habits, and mindsets that help these individuals rebuild their lives, and how you can too. Whether you're seeking motivation, understanding, or guidance, the Rebuilding Lives podcast is a testament to the power of hope and the human capacity for change. Today, we are looking at the importance of forgiving yourself. This is something that too many people do not do, and it is a hard road to self-forgiveness. The journey to self-forgiveness. Forgiveness can feel like an uphill climb, especially when directed at ourselves. The pain of past mistakes and decisions can sometimes feel like a heavy burden, impossible to put down. For individuals overcoming substance use disorder, the concept of self-forgiveness can feel elusive, even unattainable. But here's the beautiful thing. Forgiving yourself is not only possible, it's one of the most important and transformative steps in healing, growth, and rebuilding your life. When battling substance use, mistakes are often part of the story. There may be moments you wish you could erase. Instances of hurt caused to loved ones, missed opportunities, or decisions you deeply regret. These memories can weigh heavily, feeding feelings of guilt, shame, and self-doubt. But holding on to that guilt doesn't lead to growth. It anchors us to our pain. Letting go of that burden doesn't mean forgetting the past or excusing harmful actions. It means choosing to learn, to grow, and to give yourself permission to move forward. Self-forgiveness is a journey, not a single act, and it's one worth taking. Today, we'll take a deep look at this transformative process. Together, we'll break it down into actionable steps, highlight inspiring real-life stories, and remind you why you are worthy of extending compassion and grace to yourself. Acknowledging the harm. The first step towards self-forgiveness is one of the hardest, yet also the most powerful. It starts with acknowledgement. This means facing the harm caused, not just to others, but also to yourself. Yes, it might feel uncomfortable, even painful, but it's essential to recognize the impact of your actions. Think of acknowledgement not as a punishment or a reason to drown in regret, but as a mirror reflecting reality. Without this honest reflection, true healing cannot begin. Acknowledging harm doesn't mean you have to relive every painful detail. It's about creating a space for honesty and accountability. This process might involve journaling about the harm done, speaking with a trusted counselor or friend, or simply sitting with your emotions and allowing yourself to feel them. Remember, running from the truth only delays healing, but facing it head-on can pave the way for a brighter future. Take Sarah, for example, a recovering alcoholic who made the courageous decision to confront the ways her drinking had affected her family. She acknowledged years of missed birthdays, broken promises, and arguments fueled by alcohol. For Sarah, this wasn't just about apologizing to her loved ones. It was about being honest with herself. She started by writing letters to her family, expressing the pain she knew she had caused, and later had open, heartfelt conversations with them. By putting her truth into words, Sarah wasn't dwelling on the past. She was taking the first step toward moving forward. Acknowledging harm can also mean recognizing how substance use has hurt you. Addiction can lead to neglecting your health, your goals, and your sense of self-worth. Part of self-forgiveness is understanding that while you've made mistakes, you are not defined by them. You are more than the sum of your past choices, and by acknowledging the harm, you open the door to healing not just for others, but for yourself. Self-forgiveness is a profound act of self-care. It's a way of saying, I am ready to release the weight of my past and give myself permission to grow, to love, and to live fully again. The journey may not always be easy, but every step you take brings you closer to the peace, compassion, and freedom you deserve. Stay tuned as we explore more steps on this path, offering tools and insights to help you on your way, because you are worth it. Accepting responsibility without shame. There's a fine line between taking responsibility and sinking into shame. Blame doesn't build bridges, it burns them. Accepting responsibility is about owning your choices while giving yourself the grace to understand that you are navigating a storm. Mark, who overcame years of opioid addiction, exemplifies this. Instead of tormenting himself with what he could have done differently, he focused on what he could do now. He began volunteering at a local shelter to serve those walking a similar path, transforming his responsibility into impactful action. Showing compassion to yourself. Pause for a moment. When was the last time you spoke kindly to yourself? Practicing self-compassion means silencing the harsh inner critic and replacing it with words of encouragement and understanding. It's about recognizing that everyone makes mistakes and experiences setbacks, and that doesn't make us unworthy of kindness, even from ourselves. Emily, a former cocaine addict, discovered the power of self-compassion through mindfulness after years of battling her own inner negativity. I had to learn to treat myself like I would a friend. I'd never say, "You're so weak," to someone I love. So why was I saying it to myself? Says Emily. At first, it wasn't easy. Her inner voice had been harsh for so long that it felt unnatural to be gentle. But through journaling, daily affirmations, and small acts of self-care, she gradually rebuilt her self-esteem. She started practicing gratitude for the small steps of progress and forgiving herself for missteps along the way. Emily's journey proves that self-compassion isn't just a nice idea. It's a foundation for healing and growth. When you stop to treat yourself with the same kindness you'd give a loved one, you begin to shift your perspective and open the door to real transformation. Self-compassion allows us to let go of shame and embrace our humanity, one step at a time. Learning and growing. Mistakes are lessons in disguise. Each misstep is an opportunity to learn, to grow into someone stronger and wiser. Challenges, no matter how difficult, have the power to shape us in ways we never imagined. What have your challenges taught you? How can those lessons guide you toward a brighter, more fulfilling future? David, a recovering heroin addict, found learning and growth through art therapy. "Painting was a way to explore my pain and give it a voice," he recalls. Each stroke of the brush became part of his healing journey, allowing him to confront his struggles instead of running from them. Slowly, his brushes started telling a new story, not just one of pain and struggle, but one of hope and resilience. Today, David creates vibrant pieces of art that inspire hope in others, showing them that recovery is possible. His work has been exhibited in local galleries, and he's even started hosting art workshops to help others on their own paths to healing. A true testament to his growth. Making amends. Forgiveness doesn't erase the past, but it allows us to build a better present and move forward with a sense of healing. Making amends is a crucial part of this process, as it bridges the gap between regret and meaningful change. This doesn't always mean offering a formal apology. Making amends can involve consistent actions that rebuild trust and strengthen relationships over time. For Sarah, making amends wasn't just about uttering the words, "I'm sorry." It was about proving, through her actions, that her change was genuine and lasting. She didn't just apologize for missed moments. She worked to create new, meaningful ones. After years of missed birthdays and important milestones, Sarah made it a priority to show up for her family in ways she hadn't before. She spent intentional time with her children, took an interest in their hobbies, and made an effort to be present in their lives every day. These small but significant actions helped rebuild the trust she had lost, proving to her family over time that she was someone they could rely on. Making amends requires patience, effort, and a willingness to show growth, but it's an essential step in repairing and restoring relationships. It's not just about words, it's about action, accountability, and showing that change is possible. Practicing self-care. Forgiving yourself is a marathon, not a sprint. It's a long journey that requires patience, resilience, and ongoing self-care to support your emotional well-being along the way. To complete the race, you need to find what energizes and refuels you. What brings you peace or joy? Is it reading a good book, taking long walks in nature, practicing meditation, or reconnecting with an old hobby. These activities aren't just pastimes. They are vital tools for building your emotional strength. Make space for them in your life and prioritize them, so you have the energy to endure the ups and downs of the healing process. Emily, for example, created a self-care ritual that included yoga and daily gratitude journaling. Each morning, she would roll out her mat and allow herself time to breathe, stretch, and reconnect with her body. In the evenings, she spent a few minutes writing down three things she was grateful for, even on tough days. Not every day was easy. There were moments when she felt stuck or overwhelmed. But these small moments of care kept her grounded and reminded her that she deserved kindness, not only from others, but from herself. Self-care became her anchor, helping her move forward step by step with compassion as her guide. Moving toward fulfilling lives. If you're in the process of overcoming addiction, know this. We see you and we believe in you. The road may seem long, but at every step, there's an opportunity for growth, redemption, and joy. Each of us carries the potential to transform hurt into strength, mistakes into lessons, and setbacks into comebacks. As we conclude this episode, remember that forgiveness isn't just something you give to others. It's a gift you give to yourself. You are worthy of that gift. You are worthy of healing. And you are worthy of a fulfilling life beyond addiction. Thank you for tuning in to episode 17 of the Rebuilding Lives podcast, presented by the Self-Development Factory. If today's episode resonated with you, consider sharing your thoughts with our community or recommend this episode to someone who might benefit. Until next time, take care of yourself and keep moving forward.